We're learning Mesillas Lesharim, it's November 13th, 2012. We're in Perek Dalid. It's a little difficult, there's no little sub-paragraphs here. We are about to discuss, we're in the before a big paragraph that starts Vim Taimar. We're in the middle of the paragraph before that. So if you find the paragraph that says Vim Taimar, that's not where we are, we're before that. Where it discusses Yaakov, Al Shechara Apoy Berachel. You have the place there? Okay. Now, just to give a little introduction as to what we'll be discussing here, the Ramchal is mentioning how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Medatik Im Chasidav Kichut HaSayra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges his righteous, pious tzaddikim Kichut HaSayra, which means, like we said, you take out the hair, you look at your hair, you put a hold of it with your own hand, it's hard to even see it. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu judges his tzaddikim. If they deviate one little iota, that in our eyes, we wouldn't see perhaps something wrong with it, but because of the great madrega that they're on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medatik im chasid of kichut ha-saira. So now he's going to give different examples from Tanakh, where there are tzaddikim who said different things, and the result of their actions was a punishment because of the great level that they were on. Now, so how does this apply to us? That's the first question we have to ask. We're not Yaakov Avinu, as we'll see. We're not Avram Avinu, as we discussed yesterday. We're not Yosef Tzadik. How does this apply to us? What we have to realize is Hashem, as we'll be seeing from the Ramchal, Hashem judges over the situations of our actions, and that our actions have effects in the world and in the spiritual world as well. So the Ramchal says like this, Yaakov, Al Shechara Apoy Berachel. We'll have the parasha very shortly. The Yaakov Avinu, he was upset with Rachel. What was the case? Rachel didn't have any children. Yaakov had many children. Rachel says to Yaakov, if I don't have any children, what's the purpose of my life? So Yaakov didn't appreciate such a statement. Yaakov Avinu felt, and I'm explaining that from the Yosher Mesila, the commentary Yosher Mesila, which is found in the Mesila Sisharim HaMavur. Yaakov Avinu felt that, what do you mean if you don't have children, Mesa Anoichi? You have your Mechuyevis, you're obligated to do mitzvahs like an Isha, like mitzvahs you have like men as well, Isha is Chayiv as well, to serve Hashem. So Yaakov didn't appreciate such a statement. However, when she said Havali Banim, and Yaakov was upset, got upset, the response was too strong. As the Ramchal tells us, Amru b'midrash, zelu b'zelu shaynoi. Amru l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, kach oinim esam ukois. This is how you respond to the mukois, to those who are in pain, to those who are childless. Chayecha, says Hashem, I swear, zeloshen shvua, shebanecha oinim lefnei b'na. Your children will Oimdim will stand in front of her son. Her son will be the leader. What's this referring to? Shebanecha Oimdim? Because Yaakov Avinu said, Hasachas lekimani, Hashem me'onami me'ech privatin. Yaakov Avinu said, am I in the place of Hashem? Am I the one who's holding back from you having children? Yaakov said, it's not my control. There's certain things beyond the man's control. Everything's really beyond the man's control. And we know that the Shvatim eventually bowed down to Yosef. Now this is a difficult Maimer Chazal, which requires tremendous elaboration. We're just going to barely scratch the surface on it right now. We know when Yaakov was leaving the house of Lavan, he had his family. Vayishlach, Esav is coming with 400 men. Yaakov was concerned that Esav will be nice and enov al Dina. He'll look at Dina and want to marry Dina. Yaakov, the father, knows his brother. He knows his brother Esav Arasha. And he's thinking the last thing in the world he wants is his brother Esav marrying Dina. Shleika Chen, he doesn't want her to be taken. Vafal Pi, I'm reading now from once again the Yoshim Esilo. Vafal Pi, she Yaakov Asa Kidin. Vadarabba, oid hiflig leseta beteva kadesha Esav, la Yirena, la Yalitz, la Sarivloi. Vakach mono maisov. In the Imus Agmas Nefesh, we call Mokim Yaakov Nitva Lefi Dargosak Voya. Yaakov, even though he put her in his box to hide her from Esav, with the best of intentions, that this Rosh should not even start something up. But according to his Madrega, and this is what the Ramchal is discussing now, his Madrega he was on, there was a Taina. Alki lo hishtatif daya bitzara shel Esav. To some degree, as the Yoshim Esil is explaining, he didn't participate properly in the tsar of Esav. Ki le'esav ha'isa zu toive g'doyla im ha'yu no'ise yazdina ki ha'isa machzi rosay l'mutav. The way the Yoshim Esil is saying it, that Yaakov Avinu had Dina married Esav, you see the power of an Isha, to take an Esav ha'rosha and to bring him back to make an Esav at Tzaddik. Originally, we have to realize, as the Medrash tells us, that Esav was not supposed to be Esav HaRasha. You'll say, oh, but he was always an inclination to do bad. Okay, so he had to overcome it. Originally, there was a plan. Esav would have 6 Shvatim. Yaakov would have 6 Shvatim. Esav would be the one working. Ish Yodei Tzayid. He was the hunter. Yaakov was Yoshev Oyolim. Yaakov would sit in the Beis Medrash and learn. Esav would help support, like Yisachar Zvulun. There was, you know, like Lahav Devin Kaish Lachol, but you have these books sometimes. If you want this character in the book to go up the ladder, turn to page 35. If you want to go down the ladder, turn to page 19. You know, different parts can happen, different stories. Right? We're familiar with such books like this. So, all we know today is after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. We try to think, what would the world be like if they didn't? Well, it's beyond our comprehension. We know a world that Esav became Esav HaRasha. But the possibility existed when Esav did not have to become Esav HaRasha. He had the Bechira like we all do. So here, Yaakov Avinu is being held responsible to some degree. You didn't let Dina marry Esav. Esav married Dina. Now she's been taken by Isser. As the Ramchal continues. Afapisha Kavanosa Yisil Vade Lutaiva. Yaakov's Kavanah was for good. Achlefisha Monachesim Yachiv. He refrained from a kindness to his brother. Amru B'medrash. Amru Laikadosh Baruch Hu. Lamas Meire Eyu Chosid. What does it mean, Lamas Meire Eyu Chosid, says Rashi? In the pasuk in Iyov, l'misha ma'ineh chesed mechaveroi, to a person who refrains and holds back a chesed to his friend, here is the actual brother, loy bikashto l'asiyah derech heter, you did not want to be married in derech heter, hare he nisses derech iser, she'll be taking derech iser, as we know the ma'isa Shechem, she was taken by iser. What we see over here is the powerful effects of their actions. One of the messages we should try to take out from this, which is, I'll be honest, it's a very difficult thing to relate to. Okay, that's once again, as we said in the introduction, this is Yaakov, not little me. But one of the things we have to realize is there's always a reaction to the action. The actions that we do, you know, like sometimes You have a person, they say, no offense, but the shirt you're wearing is ugly. Wait, no offense. It's offensive. The fact that a person says no offense, that doesn't clear the road to insult the person. You can't do that. We have to realize our actions, there's a result, there's a reaction to the actions that we do. And that's one of the major points we see over here. And since they were the avos, their actions had tremendous powerful effects for generations to come. Yes?
I don't really hit the timer though.
To timer on what?
The timer on Yaakov that we did. It was part of the strategy. It was part of the spouse, really, to try to protect the daughter. We don't have the same time when he gives the matana and breaks up the Shabbat and gives the field up. Why? That we say that was prudent. That was part of the shtaus. But why in this particular instance with respect to Dina, why is there a time on that? Why is that? Because you're saying, he could have, had he allowed, he said to the marriage, could have maybe, grown closer. So I don't understand the difference between that instance.
So I just wanted to repeat the question. The question is, why in regards to Dina is Yaakov being held responsible, but in regards to the other things that he did, it's not called the lack of, it's called the shtadlus. So only Chazal are able to do this and pinpoint and tell us that in scenario A, there's nothing wrong, but scenario B, there is something wrong. The Bali Musar, what they say is that when Yaakov, once again, Lefi, the great Madrega the Yaakovin was on, which we can't even begin to imagine, that when he put her in this box and he closed it, he hit the nails in too hard. That's how the Bali Musa say it. Like with like a geschmack, so to say. You're not going to get, my brother's not going to see you. My brother, Esav Arash. Obviously, to say it like that, what I'm doing is, unfortunately, I'm bringing down Yaakovin to a regular person. Yaakovin was Kemal Hashem Savakis. Yaakov was a Bechir Sheva Ovis. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, ve'Elokei Yaakov, we say in Shemoneh Esrei. What's the Vav? Ve'Elokei Yaakov. So the Mefarshei HaSidur explained that Yaakov Avinu took the milas of Avraham, took the milas of Yitzchak, and he have the now, the Bechir, the best of the Avos, is Yaakov Avinu. Ve'Elokei Yaakov. He takes both together, the Vav of Chibur, of connecting everything, all the minas together. So even the way I said it over, it sounds like I'm hit it in too hard. What Chazal are doing for us, Chazal are telling us, there was a taina. Obviously, in Hashem's, not Chazal, Hashem had a taina. That's what Chazal is saying. In Hashem's eyes, this wasn't the correct approach. And he brings a pasuk. The Medrash brings a pasuk. Lamos me'ra'eyu chasid. L'misha me'ne'a chesed me'chaveru. To one who holds back a chesed from his friend, he's going to be held responsible for it. And it seems like he was holding back this chesed, and the outcome could have been different. Why not by sending that to presence? So I once heard from Rav Altusky. Rav Altusky was the son-in-law from Rav Scheinberg in Eretz Yisrael, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And he once said over that the Torah and the Mefarshim in the Torah are for us to learn. It's instruction booklets. And he said over that, how did Yaakov, I'm discussing now in regards to the presents, the Doron that Yaakov gave to Esav. Why wasn't that something wrong? Because that was appropriate. And he said, when it came to the Nazis in Yimach Shemam, what did work at times? When you bribed them. Where do you see that? Well, where's the father of the Nazis? Esav. Esav was bribed. He sees his pile of gold. Why? If I can perhaps suggest, why would that work? Because Esav, as the Maral explains, is the word asu. It's made. He's done. He's finished. Esav is for this world. He didn't want the kahuna. He didn't want to have to deal with all those things. Olam haba, he saw, get rid of it. His focus is here in this world. So when you see the pile of gold going up, you need binoculars to see the top of it. Ah, that's what he wants. That's what he's excited about. Rav Altusky was explaining that when they had these rallies, what did the rallies accomplish? Now, I'm just repeating. I'm not taking positions. I'm just repeating what he was saying. He said, but what the focus, what did accomplish things was raising the money and bribing. These were documented stories that they were successful at times, and I don't know. And we see the Maisa of a Silma Banim. Where do you see this takes place like this? Right here in Tanakh. So you open the Tanakh, and when you have the eyes of a Talmud Chacham, who knows how to apply it, he says, this is how we have to do things. As we discussed earlier, that the eyes of Talmud Chacham is, he's near mitzvah Torah Or. He has the flashlights in front of him. Last night, I saw my wife bought a lantern, a battery-powered lantern. I think it says on the, because of the blackouts, you have to now prepare yourself. Chas Hashem is another one, right? Get ready. So, I think it says like on the package, the light bulb never dies out. Never dies out. Right, this maybe is part of the Or HaGonus from the Tzad. I don't know. It never dies out. You can buy it at Coleman, that's the company. Yeah. Anyway, it's a Yiddish name. I don't know, maybe it's a... But getting back to what we're discussing here, the Talmud Chacham, he's able to see from Tanakh and tell us this is what we do. This is how we do things. And that's what Rav Altusky was bringing out from this mice over here. As opposed to the mice of hiding Dina, Chazal taken to task that Yaakov, to some degree, there was something wrong over here. Further, he says, Yosef, now Yosef at Tzadik. Levi Sho'amai L'Sar Mashkim. What did Yosef tell the butler? Ki im zechartani itcho. He said to him, don't forget me, remember me. Kim zechartani. You're going out now to Paro. You're going getting out of this Gehenim, this cell, this jail. I'm an innocent man. I didn't do anything. Just mention my name to Paro. He's doing some mishtalus, right? We have to do some mishtalus. Nitoisu lo ishtei shonim. 2 more years he was in jail for. He was in jail for 2 more years. Ki Yosef lifi dargosa. I'm reading now the Yosef Misilo. Hagvoi b'midas habitochen. Now, the Madrega Yosef Tzadik was on, this was called incorrect. He should have had the proper shtalus bitachon in Hashem, and he should not have said anything to the potler. So only Chazal, obviously from Hashem, can pinpoint and say this. When he said this to the butler, they'll tell us that this is wrong for Yosef at Tzadik. A lack of bitachon. Further, the Medrash continues, Yosef atzmoi al shechonat is aviv b'li reshusoi shel mokim. There's a machlokes in the Medrash. One approach is that Yosef died 10 years before his brothers. One reason is brought down in the Medrash, he died 10 years earlier, because he embalmed his father. B'li reshusa shel mokum, without permission from Hashem. Or, oy lefi shem shoma, he heard the words, avdecha avinu, your father, your servant, the shosak, and he kept quiet. And if I'm not mistaken, this was said 10 times. Each time he heard this, lefi his madrega, and he kept quiet, he lost a year of his life. Lamarki de islay, lamarki de islay. Any way you go, according to which any man damar, meis lifnei echav. He died before his brothers. The Shvatim lived 120 years. Only he lived 110 years. Could be even more than 120. Next case, David HaMelech. It's just frightening to go down this list. We're listing the names of the greatest of the greatest that ever lived. But here he's discussing how Kodesh Baruch Hu is medaktek im chasidav kechut ha-saira. Lefi shekar le-divri Torah zmirais. David HaMelech called Divrei Torah Zmirois. Zmirois Hayuli Chukecha. It's the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yutes. Nenosh says Ramchal, v'nichsha nichsha b'dava v'dvar uzov nis Arvava Simchosai. What happens like this? David HaMelech referred to Torah as Zemirois. In Hashem's eyes, I'm like Hosh Baruch Hu. I'm reading now for the Peirush Yosef Mesila. Divri Torah shekasu behen is ayayif aynecho boi veinenu. You have to be a gayo. You have to work hard in Divri Torah. You refer to them at the Torah as some Zemirois. You refer to them as songs. Now, let me interrupt myself. Did David HaMelech know what Divri Torah was? There's a discussion if David HaMelech slept kishenas hasus. How much does a horse sleep for? Very, very small amount of time, maybe a half an hour here, half an hour there. David HaMelech would put the harp, as the Gemara Brachas tells us, by his bed. Make a new alarm clock, a harp alarm clock, you know? And the wind would blow the harp. He would wake up and he would hear the harp and wake up and learn Torah. Klal Yisrael would hear David HaMelech learning. They would say, if David HaMelech, who runs Klal Yisrael, the busiest man, if he's learning Torah, how much more so? Me? David HaMelech knew what it means to sweat over Torah. The Madrega he was on, he was Nitva, he was held to task, taken to task, on he calling the Vitaris Zmirois, songs. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will make you forget a halacha, that even the little children, you go ask them, they'll know. What was the case? They're bringing back the Aron Kodesh and Shmuel Beis. Right, Mr. Shem, we'll get to it. Okay, I didn't plan this out like this. Okay, bring him back to Aron Kodesh. David HaMelech is dancing, he's so excited. They put it on the wagon. They put the Aron Kodesh on the wagon. Uzzah is near the wagon, and the wagon, it hits a bump, right? It wasn't paved roads that we had. It hits a rock, it hits a bump, and it appears like it's about to fall. He quickly goes and he tries to make sure it doesn't fall down. He can't touch the Aron Kodesh. He dies. We're not discussing Uzzah. It might seem a little unfair. This and that. That's for Shmuel Beis. When we learn Navi, Mitzvah Hashem. What we're discussing now is Hashem said, you take Divri Torah, you call him Zmiris, you, David, will forget a din that even the children, Chayd the Chadarim, even the little children know that you carry the Aron Kodesh on the shoulders by the Badim, by the Levim, from the Levim. Not to put on a wagon. The message is that the Aron Kodesh carries us. Torah carries the world. I was just passing through New York, Erev Shabbos. It was unbelievable. It's like, you know, we Baruch Hashem, we were so... We might have lost some power here and there, but so unaffected. There are people who, you know, wait online to get gas. And they had this, I discussed yesterday, they have a whole website to find out which is the best place, which gas station has gas, which doesn't. I heard it's getting better now. This is today's Tuesday, that was Friday. On the way up through New Jersey. Only different days of the week. Odd license plate can get gas. Even license plate can get gas. That was just lifted now. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Here I am coming from Pennsylvania, from Philadelphia. I didn't know about this rule. If I need gas, what do you do to me? What? Yeah. Too bad. Unless you have two license plates on you, which you're not supposed to have, which I don't have, you can or cannot get gas. So make sure you fill beforehand. Why am I saying this? Everything is energy. The Torah is the energy for the world. The starting point is a limud ha-Torah, what we are doing right here, right now. We're giving fuel, oxygen, energy to the whole world. What they're doing right there in the Beis Medrash. Unfortunately, sometimes a person will say, be productive in life. Be productive. You know, I was a younger Bach, years ago, where I was is irrelevant. Someone said to me, so what do you do? So I was thinking over very quickly in my mind. I was about to tell him, well, see the trees out there? I give it the oxygen to survive. You see the leaves? I help make sure they survive. You hear the birds chirping? The sun is out. I'm part of that whole plan. The world is running. The sun came up today. I'm involved with that to some little degree, but I'm involved with making sure the world is here and we don't go blow ourselves up. Poof, we're gone. Imloy brisi yom v'lay. I didn't say that. He would think I'm crazy. And my black jacket should be a white jacket, you know, and finished, you know. I told him I learned Torah. I learned in Beis Medrash. I learned in Yeshiva. Let's just conclude over here for today. Yaakov Avinu, Yosef Atzadik, David HaMelech, they're all taking the task because of the greatness of their level and the madriga they're on. We got a little sidetracked here, but Limanat Torah is what gives the energy. Why were they so great? They were so great because of the Torah that they learned. That's what made them so great, because of the Avodas Hashem, how they served Hashem. Let's stop here for today.